Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible. If you'd like a Bible, give me a call at 312-925-9887 and I'll send you one for free. Leave your name and address with me. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. These businesses help support the purchasing of the Bibles for the ministry work. So please help out and support the businesses by shopping with them. If you need auto body supplies, parts for model, the model of the vehicle can be from 1900 until 2014, the year 2014. So that's vehicles ranging from the 1900s to 2014. I have parts for them. And that is autobodyparts1968.com. or partsautomotive.biz. That's partsautomotive.biz or autobodyparts1968.com. Looking for baby diapers? Well, go to baby diapers or baby supplies. Go to Roderick's1.com. That again is Roderick's1.com. Looking for some spiritual music to worship with? Well, I have a new album out called Dark Glow in My Heart, and that is being sold at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. You can also purchase it on iTunes, Google, Spotify, or I forget the others. All right. Well, let me begin the ministry work. And it goes to say at Revelation chapter 1, this is the revelation which God gave to Isaiah the Messiah, so that he could show his servants what must happen very soon. He communicated it by sending his angel to his servant Yochanan, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Isaiah the Messiah, as much as he saw. Blessed are the reader and hearers of the words of this prophecy, provided they obey the things written in it, for the time is near. From Yochanan to the seven messianic communities in the province of Asia, grace and shalom to you from the one who is, who was, and who is coming, from the sevenfold spirit before his throne, and from Yeshua the Messiah, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the earth, kings. To him, the one who loves us, who has freed us from our sins at the cost of his blood, who calls us to be a kingdom, that is, Kohanim for God, his Father, to him be the glory and the rulership forever and ever. Amen. So Isaiah is the firstborn from the dead, ruler of the kings. Remember, even though Satan runs this world, you still have Isaiah through Adonai putting those rulers in power. The rulers are still put in power. Even though they may be satanic, they're still put in power by Isaiah. Or allowed to get into power. We should put it that way, the correct way. Allowed to get into power. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, including those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the land will mourn him. I am the A and the Z, says Adonai, God of heaven's armies, the one who is, who was, and who is coming. I, Yochanan, am a brother of yours and a fellow sharer in the sufferings, kingship, and perseverance that come from being united with Yeshua. I have been exiled to the island called Patmos for having proclaimed the message of God and borne witness to Uzziah. I came to be in the Spirit on the day of the Lord, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write down what you see on a scroll and send it to seven messianic communities, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. I turned around to see who was speaking to me, and when I had turned, I saw seven golden menorahs. And among the menorahs was someone like a son of man, wearing a robe down to his feet and a gold band around his chest. His head and hair were as white as snow, white wool. His eyes like a fiery flame, his feet like burnished brass refined in a furnace, and his voice like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp double-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet like a dead man. He placed his right hand upon me and said, don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the living one. I was dead, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys to death and Sheol. So write down what you see, both what is now and what will happen afterwards. Here is the secret meaning of the seven stars you saw in my right hand, and the seven gold menorahs. The seven stars are the angels of the seven messianic communities, and the seven menorahs are the seven messianic communities. To the angel of the messianic community is the Ephesus. Right. Here is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven gold menorahs. I know what you have been doing, how hard you have worked, how you have persevered, and how you can stand wicked people. So you tested those who call themselves the missionaries, but aren't, and you found them to be liars. You are persevering, and you have suffered for my sake, without growing weary. But I have this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Therefore, remember where you were before you fell. Turn from this sin and do what you used to do before. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your menorah from its place if you don't turn from your sin. But you have this in your favor. You hate what the Nicolaitans do. I hate it too. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the messianic communities. To him winning the victory, I will give the right ear to the tree of life, which is in God's Gain Eden, or the Garden of Eden. So remember that tree of life that was in the Garden of Eden. This is what will be given to us for those who remain trustworthy and faithful. And it says, because they hate the evil in the world today, that's something in common that they have with Uzziah. To the angel of the messianic community in Smyrna, write, here's the message from the first and the last, who died and came alive again. I know how you are suffering and how poor you are, though in fact you are rich. And I know the insults of those who call themselves Jews, but aren't. On the contrary, they are a synagogue of the adversary. So that's something with a synagogue of Satan's followers, those who call themselves the Jews, who are parched with the parousia. Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. Look, the adversary is going to have some of you thrown in prison in order to put you to the test, and you will face an ordeal for 10 days. Remain faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your crown. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic community. He who wins the victory will not be hurt at all by the second death. So the second death has no authority over those who wins the crown of everlasting life by remaining trustworthy and faithful to the word of God. To the angel of the Messianic community in Pergamum, write, here is the message from the one who has a sharp double-edged sword. I know where you are living, there where the adversary throne is. Yet you are holding on to my name. You did not deny trusting me even at the time when my faithful witness Antipas was put to death in your town. There where the adversary lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have some people who hold on to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to set a trap for the people of Israel, so that they would eat food that had been sacrificed to idols and commit sexual sin. So remember that, sexual sin. You don't want to commit sexual sin. That's fornication, homosexuality, adultery, things like that. Likewise, you too have who hold to the teaching of Nicolaitans. Therefore, turn from these sins. Otherwise, I will come to you very soon and make war against them with the sword of my mouth. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic community. To him winning the victory, I will give some of the hidden man. I will also give him a white stone on which is written a name that nobody knows except the one receiving it. So he says, victory I will give some of the hidden man, and also a stone. To the angel of the Messianic community in Thyatira write, here is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes are like a fiery flame, and whose feet are like burnished brass. I know what you are doing. You love, your love, trust, service, and perseverance. And I know that you are doing more now than before. But I have this against you. You continue to tolerate the Isabel women. The one who claims to be a prophet, but is teaching and deceiving many servants to commit sexual sin and eat food that has been sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to turn from her sin, but she doesn't want to repent of her immorality. So I am throwing her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her I am throwing into a great trouble, unless they turn from the sins connected with what she does. And I will strike her children dead. So this is a plague on the false temples of those ministers today who are false prophets of the Purushim and who are deceiving true brothers and sisters into wrongdoings or sexual immorality or immorality of the harlot. And that would be things these churches today, their members would be plagued with sicknesses and turmoils. Because he says, I'm throwing her into a sick bed. And those who commit adultery with her, I'm throwing into great trouble. And their children, he said, he was going to kill. Then all the Messianic communities will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts. And that I will give to each of you what your deeds deserve. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, to those who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some people call the deep things of the adversary, I say this, I am not loading you up with another burden. Only hold fast to what you have until I come. To him who wins the victory and does what I want until the goal is reached. I will give him the authority over the nations. He will rule them with a staff of iron and dash them to pieces like pottery. So it's saying to the winners who win the victory, he gives authority over the nations to rule with a staff of iron and dash them to pieces, those who are against what Josiah has set up. Just as I have received authority from my father, I will also give him the morning star. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic community. To the angel of the Messianic community in Sardis write, here's the message from the one who has sevenfold Spirit of God and the seven stars. I know what you're doing. You have a reputation for being alive, but in fact you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains before it dies. For I have found what you are doing incomplete in the sight of my God. So remember what you received and heard and obey it, and turn from your sin. For if you don't wake up, I will come like a thief, and you don't know at what moment I will come upon you. Nevertheless, you do have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes, and they will walk with me clothed in white because they are worthy. So that meant that these are the brothers that have not turned against, brothers and sisters that have not turned against the word, meaning they have not soiled their clothing. Their clothing is still white. He who wins the victory will, like them, be dressed in white clothing, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life. In fact, I will acknowledge him individually before my Father and before his angels. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. To the angel of the Messianic community in Philadelphia write, here is the message of HaKadosh, the true one, the one who has the key of David, who if he opens something, no one else can shut it. And if he closes something, no one else can open it. I know what you are doing. Look, I have put in front of you an open door, and no one can shut it. I know that you have but little power, yet you have obeyed my message and have not disowned me. Here I will give you some from the synagogue of the adversary, and those who call themselves Jews but aren't. On the contrary, they are lying. See, I will cause them to come and prostrate themselves at your feet, and they will know that I have loved you. So that's the harvest work, the brothers and sisters from the world coming in to the ministries, the truth. Because you did obey my message about persevering, I will keep you from the time of trial coming upon the whole world to put the people living on earth to the test. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take away your crown. I will make him who wins the victory a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will never leave it. Also I write on him the name of my God, the name of my God's city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of the heaven from my God, and from my own new name. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. To the angel of the Messianic community in Laodicea write, here's the message from the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know what you are doing. You are neither cold nor hot. How I wish you were either one or the other, meaning a wishy-washy. So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. For you keep saying, I am rich, I have gotten rich, I don't need a thing. You don't know that you are the one who is wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. My advice to you is to buy from me gold refined by fire, so that you may be rich, white, and white clothing, so that you may be dressed and not have to be ashamed of your nakedness, and enslave and eye salve to rub on your eyes so that you may see. As for me, I rebuke and discipline everyone I love. So exert yourselves and turn from your sins. Here I am standing at the door knocking. If someone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him, and he will eat with me. I will let him who wins the victory sit with me on my throne, just as I myself also won the victory and sat down with my Father on his throne. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the Messianic communities. So if you come to the true God, he gives you the eye salve to open your eyes, the garments to wear, the white robe to wear. He cleanses, he clothes you, and that means your shame is no more. You have no more shame. All right. That is my ministry for today, and I'm going to be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer. Good, I petition you that you open the eyes of the brothers and sisters, that they come and buy refined gold, gold of gold refined of fire from Yeshua, in the sense they come and change their wicked ways. And I pray that you strengthen them mentally as well as physically, and help them to see your word and understand your word. Even in the hardest predicaments and the places where the ministries aren't available, I pray that they can hear your word and get your word and your teachings. I pray that you enable everybody to be able to hear your word, because your word is great and beautiful, and it is great, a great teaching. I pray that you open their hearts and cause their hearts to love and direct their hearts. I pray this and all good things for them, and that you give them sustenance as well as me. I pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua. Amen.